بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدا شعر بعرف بلا عزتي على سذب مانا شرحك محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده. The title is رنگلائیں گی سب میری آہیں. رنگلائیں گی کب میری آہیں, رنگلائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے, جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد, جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد, کہ صلی علی جم جائے, کہ صلی علی جم جائے, جب حضوری کا لم آتا ہو, جب حضوری کا لم آتا ہو, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے, ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے, رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے, اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں, چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں, تیرے دل پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے, رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر مانگے دعائیں, ملتزم پر مانگے دعائیں, دو دونوں کی کیا ہے حقیقت, کتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے, کتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر Sazdara Shaykh Haribillah Rumi Awak Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat is that great personality who Allah Ta'ala has left in the world at this time to teach us what Allah Ta'ala has sent us in the world for, to get the true love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has made the means you can't get the love of Allah without the lovers of Allah. And the greatest lover that came to the earth was none other than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah, that took us out of the doldrums of tyranny and oppression. And when a person realizes that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our muhsin, is the one who did the greatest favor to us, as Allah Ta'ala himself mentions, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ.
the greatest favor we could do upon the believers particularly. In fact, it is the greatest favor upon the whole creation. But those that really take heed are the believers, that Allah Ta'ala sent His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those that took heed, that were living in a barbaric state and they came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they became the best people on the face of the earth. And till the day of Qiyamah, in the history of mankind, nobody will be able to match them. And till the day of Qiyamah, nobody will be able to match them. So when a person realizes that personality who done the greatest favor to me, and he is the means of Allah's special favors coming upon me, won't we want to be in the company of that personality all the time? There's just enjoyment of thinking of that personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then begging to be in the presence of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is like being directly connected to the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is explaining, and particularly now, at the time of the Mausam of Hajj, where our hearts should be towards Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and a Haji who's going to the Kaaba Sharif, to learn how to go to Kaaba Sharif, he should first go and make ziyarat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is only a due right of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that a person goes to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, makes ziyarat, and then gets that noor of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and then go to Kaaba Sharif and see the difference. So your Hazrat is beautifully titled as poem, Rang Laayegi Kab Meri Aaye, when my tears and my deep sighs at the night of in the middle of the night, tahajjud, that I'm crying over Allah, when will the tears of mine see the beautiful color of it? In other words, what the du'as, the pious servants are making middle of the night, that, O Allah, connect us to your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take us in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very fortunate is that person who comes in the company of the love of Allah like our Shaykh, and we learn that what is true love, to first get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we can get the love of Allah, and we can be how far, and we can just now, with this world of technology, think that I'm zooming in, I'm in Medina Sharif now. And I'm right in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sitting there with our beloved Shaykh in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an enjoyment that is. So Hazrat says, and this is part of Iman. Without the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iman is incomplete. In fact, there is no Iman. You can recite whole life, La ilaha illallah. But without Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll never reach Allah. So Hazrat teaches us here beautifully, and this is what we should be crying about. We crying for another job, another car, another opportunity. We should be crying, Ya Allah, connect us to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take us to the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rang laayengi kab meri aaye, fir Medina ki janib ko jaye. Oh Allah, just that I'm begging you middle of the night, and I'm crying all the time in my heart and talking to you, that I want to be in the, to meet my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take me for ziyarat. When is the scholar going to come? And then I'm on my way to Medina Sharif. And daily we can be in Medina Sharif by reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign that we really want to be in Medina Sharif is that how much durood am I reciting upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much am I making an effort to take out the lifestyle of the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives? And Hazrat says, now when you will see all of a sudden, when you're sincere in your du'as, then you'll find, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, ke salli ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joom jaye, that all of a sudden you're seeing the beautiful green dome under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Qawnain, the leader of both the world, the leader of jinnat and insan, is resting under that dome. That dome becomes so honorable. Now you are shocked. I'm coming close to Medina Sharif. And now you are getting over anxious, and you just with great release and enjoyment we reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person can't imagine what a condition of the heart this is of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us an iota of this reality, that we turn our direction towards the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat further explained, jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsana-e gham sunaye. Then when Allah grants us the great opportunity to be right present at the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And our belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his Rauza. And we just Ummat are so fortunate, we know 100% where our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. And Allah takes us there, then we pour out our all our stories of our grief in our heart. And one is which Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. When you come to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala says, oh my beloved Nabi, my servants, when they come to you, and they make istighfar to me, and then they beg you, that oh our beloved Nabi, this most useless ummati of yours, has come to you, please you raise your Mubarak hands and beg Allah Ta'ala to make dua maghfirat for me, then I will accept their maghfirat. So this is one of the stories of the grief that, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm soaked in sun. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala take me out and bring me onto your beautiful lifestyle. And when a person gets this enjoyment, now he'll tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam quietly all the time he goes for ziyarat, ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaen. All the time he'll be making dua now in Medina Sharif, in his heart, quietly, whenever he gets the opportunity, that, oh, our beloved Nabi, make dua, Allah, don't take me away now. I want to stay with you, I want to be in your company. But as our Hazrat teaches us, and our pious elders, that Nabi, everybody will be loved to be loving to love in the close proximity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the real close proximity is to have the love and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our life. And that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants, that my ummati must spread out throughout the world and go and spread this love of Allah Ta'ala. And first get the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First get the love of the lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our pious elders. And Allah brought us here to learn this. So many people will want to stay in Medina Sharif, but it's not easy on the one hand. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to do the work of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and spread the beautiful nur of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where today unfortunately the ummah is soaking in the enjoyment of haram pleasures and the stupid passion of this world, and see the condition of the ummah. Our Dara Shaykh says in another poem, if the ummah wants salvation, then they have to come into the boat of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Allah Ta'ala will take us out of all the filth and dirt and the terrible conditions the ummah is going through. We crying that what is happening for the people in Palestine, Sudan, it is all my condition. How much am I away from the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Am I still thinking that I must still carry on living that lifestyle? What does it matter if I just drink a Coke or if I just do this? This should be, it should be a pain in our heart, that what is really the condition of the ummah is my condition. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Then Hazrat Allahu Akbar. Hazrat takes us now from Medina Sharif, takes us right to the darbar of Kaaba Sharif, where the moment our heart should be there, the lovers of Allah, the hajis are gone, and we are, if we're not going physically, our heart should be there all the time. That how Kaaba Sharif is buzzing here. And what is the dua in Kaaba Sharif? Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. That how should I come to Kaaba Sharif? That oh Allah, let it be that I enter your haram in such a way that my head is at your threshold. And I just come to give my life to you. And beautifully our Dara Shaykh has mentioned, agar jaan di to di hui usi ka thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada hi nahi hui. If you gave your life to Allah, it's no big deal. Allah gave us this life. And that is why Allah showed us, that learn from my friend Khalilullah, what is it to give the life to your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What imtihan Allah ta'ala put to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam? And Allah ta'ala says, wa iz ibtala Ibrahim rabbu bi kalimat. Many, many tests which we can't even imagine. Fa tammahunna. He passed through it with flying colors. But not only he brought this in himself, he taught it to his wife. She in turn taught it to the child. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, and a young boy, one is to take your own life, and one is to take your life of your son, is even more difficult. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tested his son, has the love of Allah penetrated his heart. Today we young, forget young boys, old men, we are still playing games, and we don't know what is an out of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the Qurbani all about, not that we're making just photos about Qurbani, etc. Allah make us realize that, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. قال يا أبتي فالما تؤمر. My son, Allah showed me I'm slaughtering you. And the dreams of the Anbiya are wahi. What do you think about it? Not that he's asking his opinion. Are you ready? Ya Abati Fal, oh my beloved father, please take my life. For Allah, I'm ready to give my life. Allah give us tawfiq in this Mubarak Majlis of our Hazrat. That Allah Ta'ala puts this iota of love in our heart. And then at Murtazam, now what should be the death place between the Kaaba Sharif, the door of the Kaaba and Hajri Aswad, where all the Anbiya just so to say surrendered, put their chest on the Kaaba Sharif and begged Allah Ta'ala. And what we should be begging for, Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam pe ye mange duae. Said, oh Allah, please make me yours, you become mine. I'm not worth a speck, but oh Allah, who you want to choose, nobody can stop you. And this is the dua we should be asking Allah Ta'ala. Moshai do jaha jis dil mein aa jaye, maze dono jaha se bar ke paya. When the king of both the worlds in whose heart he comes, you got the enjoyment of both the worlds, as Hazrat explained in front. But myself, we must think, I'm still asking for another car, another job, whatever. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, and beg that Allah save all our hajis, that they are our representatives, that they make the dua for the ummah, that oh Allah take out the ummah of the slumber of this dunya and bring us close to your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make us all yours and make us yours and you become ours. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. Then as Hazrat explained, what is the object of these majalis? To learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest wealth. When a person gets an iota and the drop of the love of Allah from our great lover Hazrat, the beloved, the lovers of Allah, then you realize what is the value of both the worlds. What is the value of, can the creation ever, can you ever compare the creation to the creator? When the creation Allah has made, today is just few women and we get overtaken. The woman of Jannat we can't imagine. But the creator himself, Allah, what is the beauty of Allah Ta'ala? So when a person gets out of the love of Allah, then he is not worried of this artificial world. And even Jannat, he actually wants to go Jannat to be in the majlis of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah grant us out of his kindness and special mercy. Then Hazrat says, Jitne alam tush par lutai. Not just sacrificing my life, Allah, all my desires I'll put there. And this is qurbani. To put the desires on our nafs and give our lives to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sari alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tera dard muhabbat sunaye. When a person gets the pain of the love of Allah and the enjoyment he got, now he can't stay with it alone. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't leave one stone unturned to spread the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the way he spread it in the world, that Sahaba Ranam said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you tell us to jump from the mountain, we'll jump from the mountain. All out of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We won't be like the Bani Israel, like the people of Musa Alayhi Salaam, and say, you, Fazab Anta wa Rabbuka faqatila. You and your Allah, you go and make jihad. We won't go and make jihad. Those are very strong people. The friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the Sahaba, they were eager to give their lives at the threshold of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and where they learned this from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they were the true lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us this reality. Sorry, and why do the lovers of Allah now want to go in the world? Not to travel and look at the artificial beauties of this world, but to take us all out, myself first, from our slumber. From we are made in the law, in the stupidity of this world. And they going out in the world, sari alam mein fir fir ke ya Rab, tera dard muhabbat sunaye. Said, oh Allah, we want to go in the world now. That from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ziyarat, you got that love of Allah penetrating. Like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was concerned, the ummah must all get the love of Allah. Now the lovers of Allah are going in safar. And like how we see our Hazrat in this age, this concern, how the ummah can come out of their slumber and all, this drowning condition of ours. And, oh Allah, we teach the whole world what is your true love. That pain, when that person gets, all the pain of this world will disappear. Then he'll realize, I didn't love till now. And we'll realize we're not even one day old, or few seconds old. And then Hazrat says that we will make people hear your love, oh Allah. Tera darde muhabbat sunakar, sare alam ku majnu banaye. Then we will make the whole world mad. Where the world today, the lovers of Allah, as Allah Ta'ala says concerning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. They don't think, he's calling you to my love. Don't think he's a madman. So like this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the world is going to come back to that. Allah bada al-Islam ghariba wa sayaudu kama bada. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught people of the love of Allah, his own family said he's mad. And today Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that condition will come. When the lovers of Allah are telling us, come to the love of Allah, we say we're living in a modern world, technological world. We must love with the time. That same beauty of Islam which was taught to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Ummah, Hazrat Umar Rajnaw said the same thing, Inna kunna zalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation on the face of the earth. Allah took us out of the spilt and dirt by the Islam taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And only with that Islam, the Ummah will see success. If you turn to any way of life, you will be drowned in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression again. Allah Ta'ala save us, Tari alam ku majnu banakan, Mere Mawla teri geed gaye. And now the world that is mad in all the artificial things of this world, make them mad in the real madness, and that is the love of Allah. When a person is mad in the love of Allah, he is just engaged in the zikr of Allah. The zikr of Allah will start on the tongue, it will go into the heart. And like the lovers of Allah, all the time their hearts are just pumping with the zikr of Allah. And what is the real zikr of Allah? Every moment I must be worried. Am I doing that what Allah is happy with me? To be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. Myself, all of us, far from that. Allah grant us tawfiq through the barakat of this Mubarak Masjid of our Shaykh. That we realize that let us become true mad people in the love of Allah. And that madness is the great enjoyment of life. Lazzat-e qur paakar tere ham, lazzat-e jo jha bhul jaye. Then a person will realize that, oh Allah, give me that closeness of yours. And like Mawlana Rum says, when you get one sajda of the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, you will be prepared to give the ownership of the whole world. Over 250 countries Allah give you as the owner. But when you get that one few minutes of the closeness of Allah, then what is the 250 countries owning it? That closeness of Allah is something that you'll forget the enjoyment of both the world. And like our pious elders, so beautifully they make dua, apne qurb ka maza chakale, phir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar muktala. That, oh Allah, give me a taste of your closeness, but then don't put me into misery that I go away from you, that I become far away. And Allah doesn't push us away. We push ourselves when we get involved in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And finally, Hazrat says so beautifully, Dard badar doonta hai ye akhtar, ehle darde muhabbat kumar paayin. And then the lovers of Allah, what they are looking. We are the true lovers of Allah, and they enjoy those majalis. Where the lovers of Allah, as Hazrat explained last night, you can go in a convention center and a big scholar, so to say, artificial scholar, giving big lectures, and you pay the big price online, what you'll get? You'll get absolutely nothing. You'll get satanic ideas. You come in the simple masjid, it looks so simple, but when your heart, you just walk into the masjid and see how your heart will start. Oh, your heart will start now. Allahu Akbar. As Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The true friends of Allah, when they just hear about the talks of Allah, their hearts start tremoring and they realize this is where we have to come. And free of charge, and you get the greatest wealth. Allah Ta'ala grant us all this true love out of His kindness and favor and karam through the barakat of our Lord.